Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. Will Hermes is a music critic for NPR's All Things Considered, a contributing editor for Rolling Stone, and author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 years in New York That Changed Music Forever. We're lucky to have Will, a Hudson Valley resident, to share his music expertise with us at year's end. Will Hermes, the end of another year. Can you believe it?
Never. It always catches me unaware. The years keep going faster. I think it is a function of age and maybe just our era as well.
So we will talk about the year in music, and we're going to sort of break it down by genres in these two segments. Today we start with country music. Where do you want to begin here? Or what do you want to say about country music?
Well, it was a cool and kind of radical year in country music. I could talk about some of the commercial stuff that was done in mainstream country music, but I have to say that my favorite record of the year was a self-released record by a woman who I think a lot of folks recognize as a folkie, but in fact, she's one of the greatest Nashville songwriters. She lives in Massachusetts. Her name is Lori McKenna, and she has put out a number of records on her own, self-released records that didn't get a whole lot of media attention, but she is one of the writing minds behind a lot of hits that people hear on the radio. She was one of the writers for a song I want to play a little bit later by Little Big Town called Girl Crush, which I think was one of the greatest and really kind of radical country music lyrics of the year. She wrote a song that people seem to either love or hate by a woman who may be a one-hit wonder, Ray Lynn, God Made Girls. But her album is called Numbered Doors. So she wrote a bunch of songs with various songwriters and on her own. She did one song with Brandi Clark, and she performs them on the record with her musical partner, Mark Arelli. And just for acoustic guitar and maybe a mandolin thrown in there. And it's country music, but it's country music without like the mountains of glossy, glitzy, shrill, compressed production that defines the sound of modern Nashville pop. And it's not often that you get to hear some of the incredible songcraft that country music songwriters are capable of presented in this really, you know, naked form. And maybe we'll just take a listen to the title track, which is certainly one of my favorite. It's called Numbered Doors.
She wore a borrowed dress nobody wanted back. She looked pretty as a picture in a magazine ad. Her daddy walked her down the island and that was that. No going back. Said they keep on driving till they smell the ocean. His arms so proud around her, the windows open. And all she wanted was to keep on going. Just keep on going. Numbered doors, cheap champagne.
Numbered Doors, the title track from Lori McKenna's new album. Where do you want to go next?
Well, why don't we just go right to another Lori McKenna song, which was not the biggest hit for the group Little Big Town, but a hit. It's very interesting in the way it talks about jealousy. The character in the song is upset that another woman stole her man. yet her jealousy has this kind of odd erotic overtone to it. And it made me think of a classic song about jealousy about another woman, which is written by Dolly Parton, the song Jolene. But this is sort of like a, I don't know, this is sort of like a next level broken heart jealousy narrative. And it's done in an interesting production style. I mean, it's a little bit glossier than what we just heard, but it kind of reminds me of old Elvis Presley records. But anyway, let's just listen to Little Big Town's Girl Crush.
I got a girl crush, hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush, it's slowing down. I got it real bad, want everything she has, that smile and that midnight laugh she's giving you. Taste her lips, yeah, 'cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair, I want her magic touch, yeah, 'cause maybe then you'd want me just
That is part of the song Girl Crush by Little Big Town, a song co-written by Laurie McKenna. In the world of country, where do we go next?
One of my other favorite records this year is actually very successful by a guy named Eric Church, who has never really fashioned himself as much of a Nashville outsider, although the album is called The Outsiders. But this is a guy who he wanted to be a big country star. He didn't want to be an alt-country guy, but he also wanted to do things his own way. He's a very creative songwriter and really has a vision for broadening what country music can sound like and talk about. One of the more successful songs on the record is called Give Me Back My Hometown. And it kind of works two ways. Like, you know how like Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA kind of had this chorus that people interpreted as kind of a jingoist anthem, like, yeah, America, we love you right or wrong. But then you listen to the lyrics of Born in the USA, and they're actually a very, you know, pointed critique of the way America treated veterans and other issues that maybe we shouldn't be so automatically proud of. This is a song about a breakup, about a guy who goes around his hometown, and it's sort of tainted by the fact that the lover that spurned him has made everything in the town remind him of her, and so he can't really enjoy it anymore. And yet the chorus, Give Me Back My Hometown, and this very subtle reference to a Pizza Hut makes you really think about how hometowns all over the country are overrun with Pizza Huts and Walmarts and strip malls and corporate businesses that drive out local businesses. So it's sort of the reverse, like it has kind of a subversive chorus attached to a very sort of seemingly straight ahead song. And it's also just catchy as heck. Give a little bit of a listen to Give Me Back My Hometown by Eric Church.
All the colors of my youth, the red, the green, the hope, the truth, are beating me black and blue, 'cause you're in every scene. My friends try to cheer me up, I get together at the Pizza Hut. I didn't have the heart to tell that was our place. These sleepy street lights on every sidewalk, side street, shed a light on everything that used to be.
Give Me Back My Hometown, Eric Church.
Somehow I had this image of like people like protesting fracking, protesting, like big box stores, like all over the country, and like just singing the chorus from that song. I may be wrong, but I may be right.
Where are we going next?
Well, I think the big sort of indie story in country music, unquestionably, is Sturgill Simpson, who's a guy from Tennessee. He's a Nashville guy, but this guy is an outsider. And he self-released a record called Metamodern Sounds in Country Music, a play off the title of the Ray Charles album, Modern Sounds in Country Music, of course. You know, it was a little record that he's playing honky-tonk style music, a la, I don't know, a la Buck Owens or Merle Haggard in the 60s. This is real, like, old-school country, but the lyrics are pretty unusual. And it really struck a note. People love the sound of his voice. He's got this baritone, which is really resonant. And he's, you know, he's the kind of songwriter who can write a really convincing honky-tonk kind of ballad with psychedelic guitar and dub production and allusions to psilocybin and actually sing it on The Tonight Show. So people might not have heard it, or even if you have, let's listen to a little bit of Turtles All the Way Down.
There's a gateway in our minds that leads somewhere out there, far beyond this plane. We're reptile aliens made of light. Cut you open, pull out all your pain. Tell me how you make illegal something that I'll make in our brain. Some say you might go crazy. Then again, it might make you go sane. Every time I take a look inside that old fable book, blinded and blinded of the pain caused by some old man in the sky. Marijuana, LSD, psilocybin, DMT, they all change the way I see. Love's the only thing that ever saved my life. Waste your mind on nursery rhymes, fairy tales, blood and wine. There's turtles all on the way down the line. So to reach the realms we go home, further realms our souls must roam. To and through the desert, we all come space and time.
It's Sturgill Simpson with Turtles All the Way Down from his album Metamodern Sounds in Country Music. And now we're going to take a big turn and talk about rap.
Yeah, which I guess is not a huge turn, especially because, you know, a lot of the most interesting hip-hop is coming out of the South, as is a lot of the best country music.
That's a very real connection. I should have thought of that.
I have to say, this was not a great year for hip-hop, but the things that were great were pretty great. Kendrick Lamar, who was really the breakout star last year, didn't have a new album, but he did have a couple of singles that were pretty interesting, one of which I want to play a little bit later. One of my favorite rappers, Azalea Banks, who hails from Harlem, finally put out her debut album after a while, and I was that's a great record. But I think the consensus choice for the best and maybe most important rap record of the year came from a group called Run the Jewels. And I guess technically this is their debut record, although they put out a mixtape last year. And it's a pair of kind of older guys, Killer Mike, who's a Southern MC, black man, and LP, who hails from Brooklyn, longtime rapper and producer, white guy. And they did a really potent album about all sorts of stuff. They certainly air their grievances convincingly. And I think one of the most potent bits of video to come out in the wake of the Ferguson verdict was of a Run the Jewels show that, randomly enough, because of their tour schedule, they were performing in St. Louis right after the Ferguson verdict was delivered. And Killer Mike came out before their show started, and he spoke to the crowd very movingly about being a father of two young black men and how scared he was for his sons and how angry he was about what has happened down there and what is happening in this country in terms of race relations, in terms of police attitudes towards young black men, and also mass incarceration of black men, a whole lot of issues. Maybe we could listen to a little bit of it and then play a song which was written and recorded before the Ferguson verdict came down, maybe even before the incident, I'm not really sure, called Early.
He was the same age as I am, the same age as L. He was a young man when they killed him. But I can promise you today, if I die when I walk off this stage tomorrow, I'm gonna let you know this. It is not about race. It is not about class. It is not about color. It is about what they killed him for. It is about poverty. It is about greed. And it is about a war machine. It is about a war machine that uses you as a battery.
So that was the part of the speech, and this is the song, Early.
It be feeling like the life that I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for pigs to stop and frisk me when they rolling around on patrol? And ask why you're here. I just tell them because it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. He chime, you got a dime. I said, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid. And in front of my wife, man, they ain't got a gun and a knife. You do this and you ruin my life. And I apologize if it seems like I got out of line, sir, because I respect the badge and the gun. And I pray today ain't the day that you drag me away right in front of my beautiful son. And he still put my hands in, cuz put me in the truck when my woman screamed, said shut up. Witness with the camera on, saw the copper pull a gun and put it on my gorgeous queen. As I peered out the window, I could see my other kinfolk and hear my little boys scream. As he ran toward the copper, begged him not to hurt his mama, cause he had her face down on the ground. And I'd be much too weak to ever speak what I seen, but my life changed with that sound.
That's the song title is Early, and the artist Run the Jewels. The song features Boots.
Yeah, Boots is a young R&B kind of adventurous singer, R&B pop singer.
You mentioned earlier we'd hear a little Kendrick Lamar a little bit later, and that time has come.
Okay. Technically, this is not a Kendrick Lamar song, but it is one of the highlights of one of the best records of the year in any genre. And I'm not even really sure what genre that is, but it's by a producer based in Los Angeles who goes by the name Flying Lotus. And this is electronic music. This is hip hop. This is jazz. And, you know, you could probably throw a few other things in there, too. But it's on the record label Warp, which is known for experimental electronic music. And it is an attempt, really, to, I think, make jazz fusion in a way that is really modern, 21st century jazz fusion that incorporates all of these different styles into one. And there is electronic music in this. There are musicians playing live, saxophone, drums, stand-up bass, all the real, quote-unquote, instruments that people associate with jazz. But there's also other stuff, too. And those real instruments are then processed and transformed in very interesting ways. I'm sure most hardcore jazz fans would say this is not jazz. This is like electronic music. This is not what the music is about. And yet, Herbie Hancock is all over it, and a number of other really outstanding players. So call it what you will. This is Flying Lotus, and the name of the song is Never Catch Me, featuring Kendrick Lamar.
I can see the darkness in me, and it's quite amazing. Like a devil's not mystery, and I wanna taste it. Step aside of my mind, and you're my curiosity, animosity, high velocity, like the prophesized meditation. Reminisce on my wonder years, and I wonder here. Sentiments of my words ain't been so sincere. It's intimate to my nerve that
super anxious. Recognize I deprived this feeling, then embrace it. Vandalizing these walls only if they can talk. Conversations on contemplate to my dark thoughts. Looking down on my soul now. Tell me I'm in control now. Tell me I can live long and I can live wrong and I can live right and I can sing song and I can unite with you that I love, you that I like. Look at my life and tell me I fight. Is that final destination? Is that fonts of information? Is that fonts of inspiration? Is that crack the installation? Is that quantum dropping that fist pumping that bomb detonation? Please don't bomb my nation. And my men flew away and I got my control and I'm here. You gon' hate me when I'm gone. Ain't no blood pumping, no fear. I got hope inside of my bone. Is that life beyond your own life? This ain't physical.
That's Never Catch Me, Flying Lotus featuring Kendrick Lamar. We are done for today, but we'll have you back tomorrow, Will, and we'll talk about rock and pop. Cool?
Cool. See you then.
Will Hermes is a music critic for NPR's All Things Considered, a contributing editor for Rolling Stone, and author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire. He is currently working on a biography of Lou Reed, and he'll join us again tomorrow morning to wrap up 2014 in music. Thanks to the Golden Notebook in Woodstock, New York, for letting Will and I hang out there to tape these segments. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.